This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Take this for what it's worth. The military leader of Myanmar says he is willing to meet the leading opposition figure. Of course, he wants something first. The general says that Aung San Suu Kyi must abandon support for international sanctions and stop her, quote, confrontational attitude. That was just one surprising statement from the Burmese authorities, as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
State-run media's announcement of Senior General Tan Shwe's offer was greeted with skepticism, even derision, by opposition groups, including the Nobel Prize winner's National League for Democracy. The military's figures on the number of detained, however, are surprisingly more or less in line with what the opposition and diplomats have been saying. The military says it has arrested nearly 2,100 people so far, less the 700 it says it's now released. What's harder to quantify is the number of people who died in last week's violent crackdown. The government has been saying that 10 people were killed. Exile groups and Western diplomats say the number is probably much higher. In Mae Sot, along the Thai border with Myanmar, Burmese opposition groups have been collecting their own data.
We can estimate that maybe 100 people killed in uprising, we believe.
That's Win Khlai from the National League for Democracy. He says the NLD's figures come from information received from inside the country. Other opposition groups have similar numbers. But getting information has been made more difficult after the military abruptly severed internet and most phone connections over the weekend, cutting off the stream of information and pictures being sent out of the country by activists and ordinary citizens. The NLD's Win Khlai says security forces are also working to prevent people from carrying reports out by hand to Thailand.
Every station, every town are strictly dispatched. Even our working people, they order to stop and dispatch and camera recorders.
There are also fewer refugees coming to Thailand than many here feared. Former political prisoner Khun Sang, who works for another Burmese opposition group on the border, says that's because Myanmar's military is far stronger now than in 1988, the last time demonstrators took to the streets in large numbers to protest military rule.
In 88 uprising, the whole country government structures was broken down and there were no security intact at that time. But these days, though demonstrations happen, government bridges is still intact, so we don't see massive people are coming. Maybe a few person can arrive by different ways.
One of these people is a monk from Yangon named Vida. He managed to evade security forces for 4 days as he traveled from Yangon to the Thai border. Many monasteries have been raided by the military, he says, and many monks arrested. But other monasteries are empty, he says, because their monks simply left, fearing arrest, and are now in hiding in people's homes and in vacant buildings. That helps explain why many of the missing may be missing by choice, not in detention. But there is no doubt they are still being hunted and that the crackdown is continuing. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.